Stop 6. Curator Cindy Sissoko on Mosquito Shrine by Vivian Kakuri. When facing this work, there is a yellow fabric bench behind you. The bench has back and armrests.
Hi, it's Cindy Sissoko again, the curator of Heartgraft. Mosquitoes and humans gather around a central sugar plantation field. Their encounter is boldly embroidered in black cotton thread on the vast translucent white mosquito net, hanging over 2 meters high by 4 meters wide. The mosquitoes swarm on the left side of the textile. The plantation spans the center, and the humans fill the right side of the textile. The mosquitoes are almost the same size as the humans, and some of the humans' bodies are elongated, echoing the mosquito forms. The net is lit so that the embroidered figures cast shadows onto the wall behind, creating a ghostly imprint. Artist Vivian Kakuri lives in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil, where mosquitoes are a constant presence. Transported from Africa by European slave ships, starting from the 16th century, mosquitoes carrying yellow fever, malaria, dengue, and other diseases thrived in Brazil's sugar plantations. Epidemics of mosquito-borne diseases were a product of colonialism, but also a major obstacle to it. And efforts to control these diseases led to the beginnings of tropical medicine. Today, mosquitoes continue to flourish as the world's biodiversity declines. Kakuri invites us to imagine a different relationship with mosquitoes, in which we share an environment as equals, and learn to respect the power these tiny creatures have to shape our world, from the design of our cities to our genetic code. On the left side of the textile, a dozen mosquitoes tangle in pairs, their thick black bodies and spindly legs entwined. They are mating, but their poses also give the impression of dancing or fighting. One's stomach is swollen with bright red blood, a spot of color in the monochrome scene. A plantation landscape spans the center of the textile like an empty battlefield. Gentle hills are divided up into fields and planted with strict rows of crops. A lone male mosquito travels across this zone, gangly legs outstretched, surrounded by a faint green line. Male mosquitoes need sugar to survive and reproduce, and sugarcane plantations offer a plentiful supply. On the right side of the textile, the humans gather in clusters. Some are black silhouettes, others are outlined. Together, they represent Brazilian people as being of indigenous, African, and European descent. Some are naked with exaggerated round backsides, full thighs, and dangling breasts, or flapping penises. Others wear plumed headdresses and cloth around their waists. Small groups sit on the ground, backs resting against each other. More dynamic pairs dance, accompanied by musicians. Kakuri's fascination with mosquitoes began with their sound. Why does the mosquito's whine, made by the rapid flapping of their wings, trigger such feelings of irritation and repulsion? Does this fear have a colonial origin? At the top left of the textile, the sky is abuzz with crony sound waves. We can imagine the high-pitched hum of these quivering lines. Near the center of the textile, they are crossed by a swarm of spiraling mosquito eggs that winds its way from top to bottom, threading through the humans like the trail of a mosquito on the hunt. At the top right of the textile, a gathering storm cloud of mosquito larvae threatens to rain down upon the humans. Hanging along the net's hem are about 150 angular fragments of slate and slender aluminium tubes, each roughly 10 centimeters long, hovering like wind chimes just above the floor. Kukuri collected these cast-off materials during walks around the city streets. Slate is a common building material in Rio, and aluminium chimes are used in samba, an Afro-Brazilian music style that expresses both resistance and joy.
This is the end of stop 6.